You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Intermittent phone fasting. What's the number one obstacle the majority of us face in being truly present in the moment with family, friends, nature, or whatever we wish to connect to throughout our day? Technology, specifically our phones. We already struggle to block out work, the chaos of the world, and even some of the good things in our lives. I know I can go long periods during dinner with my family and sometimes barely listen to a word anybody says because my mind is thinking of something else. While the daily practice of mindfulness can be helpful, especially mindfulness pauses throughout the day when we are struggling to be present, all that mindfulness practice can be rendered completely useless simply by picking up our phones. I have found myself playing outside with my kids at the park or on walks, and I have been unable to stop looking at my phone. And here's the thing, I'm not even checking social media. I routinely block social media from my phone. Instead, I was pulling my phone out to read on my Kindle reader or to put on my headphones and listen to some podcast or to message family and friends. So in the last month, one of my daily habits has been to do a phone fast. Fortunately, I've already developed a habit of putting my phone in the other room about an hour before I go to sleep, since I use a traditional alarm clock in my room. So already I'm physically separated from my phone for 1 hour before bedtime and the 7 to 8 hours while I'm asleep. This instantly had a positive effect on the quality and quantity of my sleep. However, I started to wonder what would happen if I started to fast from my phone at different periods during the day. So instead of waking up and checking my phone, I've designed a way to go through my morning routine without looking at my phone most days. I also look for other opportunities throughout the day to put my phone away, especially for a period in the evening with my family. I have found a few things about this are really beneficial. Fast at least 1 hour. Anything less than 1 hour, and I don't feel the benefits because I'm still disconnecting. Physical distance. You don't want to feel the temptation to even take a peek at your phone, so put it far away from you. If I'm downstairs, then I put it upstairs in a drawer. If I go upstairs to get the kids ready for bed, then I give it to my daughter and ask her to put it in a drawer downstairs. Now, I don't think I'm close to the 16:8 ratio for intermittent fasting, but I do think I'm working towards it, and it's something that I will continue to track and improve because honestly, I don't know of any habit that I'm currently building which has given me such powerful and immediate positive benefits. I feel more present, relaxed, and at peace around the family, and life has become way more enjoyable. Join me in this mindfulness ritual that won't just make you more productive and well-rested, but more present in the moment as well.